All right, we're in business. This is the start warm-up audio of Bo-Katan. So yeah, so we just, you know, we got a little bit of a rundown we'll go through, so we're gonna just chat a little bit, have some
more like Baka-san, cause
okay. All right, come on.
You've made worse jokes.
I'm sure.
Well, listen, Baka-san, yeah.
One of them was called Shonen Flop.
Hey!
Got him.
Listen, Baki-san, more like Bay-san. Did you know that the author is now a VTuber? A pretty good-looking VTuber as well. You see, no matter what the quality of the manga is, it's now a 10 out of 10, retroactively.
Yes.
I really appreciate you just retconning the conversation we had so we could record it. That's a class act. I've done that in the past where, like, I've made, like, a really interesting observation in the warm-up, and I just re-say it during the main episode. Yeah. So, like, the people who listen to it are like, oh, this is a lazy piece of shit.
Hey, they don't know. They don't fucking know. I mean, what?
we repeat
all the fucking time. Like, go ahead.
I just want to do a technical equipment check just before, in case we have to restart an audio. So, just double checking everybody. So, we're recording. So, first of all, Reborn Pyro, what would you like to be called during the show, and what are your pronouns? I am he, him.
I am he, him as well, although you can also call me they, them.
Okay.
I am him.
What would you like to be called?
You can call me Reborn or Pyro. Either way works.
But not both. Okay.
if you really want to. So normally if I meet a new person, they either pick one or two words to call me. It's either Reborn or it's Pyro. It's never both in combination. They just see my name and they just pick one of the two words and roll with it.
All right.
Reborn Pyro is a little bit of a mouthful. I'm just going to call you Pyro.
I'm going to call you Pyro Reborn and just really confuse everyone. No, all right, no, I'll call you RP, but not RIP. This series, rest in piss.
What about ERP?
No, we're not allowed to talk about that anymore. Remember,
you're right, yeah.
Chip literally was like, please do not mention Retsu Prey during my recording. And I was like, this is what I know you from, so this makes it very hard to talk about how I've been a fan of yours. It's literally the only thing you've done that I am aware of. I was like, I've listened to your works. Which works? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's Pyro, fine. So,
do you know what Retsu Prey is, Pyro?
I cannot say I do.
So a long time ago, like when we were in middle and high school, so that was when like Let's Play started, and the early Let's Plays were fucking garbage, and people did it by like recording their like TV screens and shit, like with a camera. It was awful. So some people from Something Awful forums started making videos called Retsu Prey, where they were making fun of them, and we loved them. But the problem is they got older and then started to feel like, oh man, we were like assholes to these people, and they developed empathy. So now they kind of feel bad about it.
Isn't that similar to what Ego Raptor did, where he started Game Grumps as a haha, let's make fun of Let's Players, and then
I thought they made fun of games, not at other people's works. You know what I mean.
Well, before a little bit of the deep lore is, Ego Raptor used to infamously make fun of Let's Players.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm going to start the show called Game Grumps with JonTron.
Rest in piss, that guy.
I'm still devastated by that.
My friend used a JonTron emoji, like a GIF, and I was like, you can't do that. And she's like, why? I was like, dude, he's like super racist.
Yeah.
And
then
I feel that.
It sucked. No, look, me and David both loved the shit out of JonTron.
I literally listened to like his, watched his, I think I straight up watched the first ever video he made, like the Dino City one.
Yeah.
Like I was like an old head, like watching him in 2010. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh,
JonTron's canceled.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was really sad. I mean, like, it was just, he was a very formative comedic person for both me and David. It was very sad. But, you know, you can't, like, you look at the shit he said, and there isn't really a lot of wiggle room. He's definitely racist.
my stats teacher, I, like, legitimately thought he might be JonTron's dad, because he just straight up looked like JonTron, like, but, like, 20 years older than him, and I had to, like, do some digging to make sure they weren't related.
Quick question before we get into the actual episode.
Oh, yes.
Should we should we touch on the kind of ham-fisted overtones in this manga about racial purity in the North versus the South?
Listen, friend, we talked about Tokyo Shinobi Squad. Racism in manga is not an issue on this show.
Yeah.
Well, it's not... It feels like it's like an American Civil War reference with the North versus the South and the racial purity being on the South. You know what I mean? Like,
I do, but on the flip side, I can't really trust any of the specific words here because this is so poorly translated.
Okay, you know? That's true. Like, they gave one guy a German accent, the frog guy.
He was definitely German for some reason. Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, you can talk about whatever you want. No, really, you can curse as much as you want. You just can't talk bad about Gomez.
Yeah. Like, legit, you can say whatever you want as long as you aren't a bigot, is how I do. You know, like, just don't... you seem like you won't do this, but don't just go off on the racial, on like the racist rants that I know you do sometimes. No, none of that homophobia I've heard you just go off on.
Let me call my friend JonTron. We're gonna go on a rant together.
Be like, JonTron, did you get home back from the Klan rally yet?
Hey, JonTron, yo, I'm really sorry about like the white replacement shit that's going on, but it's gonna be okay, man. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah. Oh no, okay. I made a mistake. I forgot to take off my bigot watch today. Oh no.
I look at the time and it just says bigotry, like on all numbers.
No, the only numbers it has on it is 88 and 14. Oh man, that's a good one. Magic actually had a card that was really racist and it was drawn by a neo-Nazi that had KK because their art standards were a lot lower. And for a long time, the system ID number for that card was 1488.
Oh, no.
And they had to manually go in and fix it after people complained.
Oh, God. Yeah, see, that's one of those... It's one of those things where, like, if you don't know about it, it seems, like, completely innocuous. And as soon as you do know about it, when you start seeing handles with 88 on the end, you're like, okay, how old is this person? Because if they're, like, a certain age, it's like, that's just the year they were born. Yeah. But if they're way younger, like, no, you're racist.
Or if you were born in 69, you're also kind of screwed.
Well, so I'm gonna go ahead and apologize. Way. I just drank my drink wrong.
I think, Jordan, you're very screwed if you're 69.
You guys maybe...
That's called a joke. Jordan really missed. Yeah.
Fun story. I got into a car accident last night.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and I
very
got...
casual.
It was very minor, but... Okay. Yeah, I'm totally fine. But it happened at the intersection of... in Philadelphia of Market and 69th Street. Pyro, you probably don't know this, but it's at the intersection of 69th and Market, there is a huge sign that just says 69 on it, like right over it.
Amazing.
I see it every time and I love it. And that's
you got rammed at 69.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oof. By the way, I want you guys to know, you guys just made me laugh so hard while I was taking my drink that I choked on it, so
you're welcome.
Thank God.
So right, sorry about that in the
guys.
Recording.
No guest this episode, because he died in the warm-up.
Well, I mean, David, we just gotta make sure he's safe by simply not being very funny, so...
Oh, okay, so you're good.
Yeah, I'm totally good, and you are too, just make more puns, you'll be fine.
Oh, fuck off. At least Hassan loves me. Anyway, alright, we've been doing this one for almost...
everybody, he's like the nicest guy ever.
I fucking love that dude. Yeah, I'm still looking forward, we gotta go visit him for his birthday, and then we can go see... The Proto Men are playing in London that week, so it's like perfect.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Yeah, so like, deadass, let's try to make
that happen. I hope they play the Hounds. If they don't play the Hounds, I'll be pissed.
Yeah, I saw them live like 2 years ago, and like Light Up the Night wasn't like, they didn't make a big thing of playing it. They just kind of played it to play it, and I was like, "What the fuck? This is your best song. How did you burn your song off like this?"
I describe their sound as like almost Bruce Springsteen-ish.
Yeah. But anyway, since we're just do you mind if we actually get into the recording in a few minutes and just go over a few top of the house stuff? Just because we are about 10 minutes in. Because Jordan, I know that you have a little bit, and I have a little bit of things that we need to knock out tonight.
I just did a bunch of tests, so I'm recording in the right mic, and
nice.
Things are working out. So
perfect. Me too. I just joined a gym, so perfect. All right.
No, I didn't, but yeah.
Everyone, please make sure your phone is silenced. I'm just imagining that the two people listening to this silence their phones and they're like, wait, I'm muted. It doesn't matter. Okay, so just make sure you have no background audio, so no ACs, open windows, anything like that, please. We've already gone, so you said you wanted, your pronouns are he or they, and you want to be called Reborn or Pyro, and then we'll just call you Reborn for consistency. And then let
Reborn
me make sure.
Reborn the Pyro.
And then, so Reborn, you have access to the folder where the, do you have access to the G Drive folder where you need to put your audio? Let me send that to you right now, just so you have it. Don't worry about
it. Okay.
Yes. Just make sure. So I'm going to send it to you right now.
I shift
now.
The left to the right.
And then the way that we do this is, so I will edit all of the audio together. So all you have to do at the end is just put in the folder I'm going to send you right now your audio as a WAV file, and that's it.
Okay.
And then let me see. So just a heads up, though, at the start of the show, I'll give you an intro. Just use that as kind of like a little elevator pitch, like a 30-second. And at the end of the show, you can really go into detail about all your projects. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I read the beginning of the notes paper, so I read
wonderful.
All that. Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm just going through it just to make sure. And also, please turn off your noise suppression, just because in the call, it will mean if you had like a background noise or something, it might suppress it, but it won't suppress it in your recording. So we won't be able to be like, hey, there's like a whining noise in your background that you might not hear.
Oh, I have no Discord audio settings on.
Oh, great. Great. And then, yeah. So then all that's left is we are going to get started. So we're going to do we're going to go 3, 2, 1 clap. 3, 2, 1, we do 2 claps just to make it easier to see the actual audio start. Then we're going to do 10 seconds of silence for noise suppression, or 10 seconds of silence, noise suppression, then claps, silence, clap, and then the show starts.
10
so
seconds of silence in memoriam for Red Hood's upcoming cancellation.
Fuck, dude, I'm so sad about that.
The best thick women I've ever seen.
That dude's just going to make porn. That's really just all.
Yeah, but the thing is, it'll be really good porn.
It's going to be the best written hentai you've ever seen. But I digress. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, non-binary pals, let's get started. So, right, 10 seconds of silence, right? Meow. All right, 3, 2, 1.